First half for Harbor Beach, and we've already talked about it. You know, they just shot the lights out of the play. And then all of a sudden, USA, their second half, this was all that. They came out of the locker room pretty much.
They were fired up. They were fired up.
They were ready. They had, you know, red lights up their eyes, and they were using them, too. And I'll give you an example, too, as far as shooting is concerned, is that for the Patriots, that third quarter for them, they shot 57%, but they weren't finished yet. Fourth quarter, they were shooting 63%. For the entire half, 61%. For the game, 52%. In fact, I think if stats looked right, they came out with one more field goal.
A team on the road shooting 52% typically would run the other team out of the gym.
No doubt. No doubt. And this was the night to do it, too, because it was a very quiet gym. It was kind of like everyone was just wondering, well, okay, what's going on?
Well, considering this was the third time they were supposed to play, dating all the way back to December 4th or December 6th, not too bad for finally getting it in here on February 18th.
I think these two teams love to play each other. There's always a good game with them, and there's always a little bit of bad blood.
I wouldn't say bad blood. I would say just not the same blood type. They're not kidney donor compatible. Let's put it that way.
I was watching a lot of bodies fly, a lot of elbows, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving and everything, and I was having fun watching this. And it to me, there's a lot of offensive fouls, especially when you clear. I mean, it's a zone clear out when you had your arm in front of you like a bulldozer. Yeah, this is just the way the whole game was being played, though, and officiating. Hey, they let him play.
There's a slow whistle, which I don't mind at all.
No, not at all.
Especially with a player like Brendan Ballard out there and scores 26 points in doing so. And we were concerned, I was concerned at least for Ballard coming into this game, especially with his size and how he reaches speed. But really, Mark Gainforth and the Patriots really subdued that as much as they could. And Ballard was evident throughout this whole game.
Well, you mentioned a couple schools were here doing some taping. I know it gave them some food for thought. Because this is the USA Patriots is not the same team tonight as we've seen in the past, where they seem to have problems getting it done at the end. I'm sure Coach Gainforth would probably say that, well, we didn't get it done in the end. But you know that these kids are getting closer and closer. And I think they're going to be absolutely tough during district play.
Especially being hosting at USA for districts.
I mean, look for them as a dark horse. I think they've got a golden opportunity on their own home court, and I think they have the tools to get it done. They've got great outside shooting and, a great demeanor today. They just came out like, look, I don't care if it says Harbor Beach there. I don't see if there's don't care if there's an arm in the middle of the court with a pirate hat on it. So this says USA, and we're just going to go ahead and take over the building. And they came with that idea, and they just tried to execute it, and darn near pulled it off.
In that second half, USA came out of the locker room, and they came out with about 20 seconds left before starting the second half, and they came out just fired up. What do you think Mark Gainforth told his team into halftime?
You know?
FCC allowed.
Thank you for prefacing that.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's see. What can he tell them not to do?
Well, you said it in the first time out, Harbor Beach came out in this game and it was shooting, well, in the first quarter, what, 73%?
Mm-hmm.
They went 6-for-6, 6-for-7 in the first quarter from behind the 3-point. I remember at one point they had 21 of their 39 points were from behind the 3.
And
you can't do that.
Nobody's going to keep shooting like that.
Never.
And, you know, even though they were down by, what, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't out of that ball game whatsoever. So, yeah, that was a 39-28 halftime score. My golly, all they had to do was make a run in the third quarter, which they did. And they had an excellent game plan for the first 3 minutes. Although Brendan Ballard had to sit for the two of them because he couldn't get in because he missed the buzzer. In a slow whistle game, that's almost fatal. But darn if he didn't make his presence known once he was on the court, both on the outside of the three-point stripe and on the inside, controlling the paint. This was a pleasure to watch, this game.
Yes, indeed. USA's next game now is on the road at Cass City, back into GTC West play for the Patriots. Harbor Beach back into the East will play, and they have Ubley on Wednesday at home here. A reach for their last five games here are at home. Their last game is at Memphis. So pretty interesting for both teams here. Our next game on WIW Sports will actually be Friday. We're going back down to Class D, and we are doing an absolute classic game, North Huron at Port Hope. Then next week, the 26th, that's Tuesday, Marlette will be at Harbor Beach, which will be, for certain, one of the best games of the year. And then wrapping up on the 28th with Ubley at Sandusky, and then we get into the MHSAA tournaments districts the next week at USA. So tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sayula, the talk of the thumb, Nice Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank, More Motor Sales at Carroll, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Independent Bank with branches in Sebring and Unionville, K&S Insurance Agency, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, and More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. This game broadcast was copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of this descriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Sailor transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. John Mooney, last thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, if the rest of the season that we're doing, if it turns out as well as this ball game, I mean, we're in for some really, really fun treats. There was one game also that I can't remember if we mentioned it. Marlette coming here in Harbor Beach.
Yes, indeed. Next Tuesday.
And that is going to be a classic, too. I mean, that is for all the marbles in the East.
In the East. And the West is still up for grabs. USA would love to spoil Cass City's party. Cass City and USA both tied atop the Greater Thumb West at 4 with one loss apiece.
Well, like I said, Cass City has some food for thought now. We'll look at USA tonight.
We'll see. Well, like we said, our next broadcast for WIW Sports is on Friday, North Huron at Port Hope. Stay safe on those roads. It's starting to get slick, especially on the east side of the county here. And we will see you on Friday. We will be talking to you, I should say, on Friday. In the meantime, you're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball. Final score from Harbor Beach, Harbor Beach 66, USA 61.